So today is November 18th, 2024. This is the Sun Teleclass, and it's, well, the official title is Sun Trainers Talk, Tell, and Transform. You think you know how to answer basic coaching questions? We'll see. All right, so I have a large presentation, and I do hope that the trainers will come in and jump in and provide more details when needed or comments. So stop the speeding train whenever you want to. Okay? Because I'll move quickly on this. First of all, how many of you know the difference between the Sun Network and the Sun Community? Well, probably it's easier to say how many don't know the difference. Okay. The Sun Network is, what is it? What is the focus of the Sun Network? I know some of you know, therefore you're not answering. The purpose of the Sun Network is, it is the training and education aspect of Sun. And after 20 years of also having a Sun community made up of the students and graduates who went through Sun, we split, because I couldn't do both, and we said to the community, self-manage yourselves, and that is what they're doing. Now, the Sun community is responsible for the retreats. Every year we have a retreat somewhere in the world, and we were blessed this last year. Natalia invited us to Guatemala. We were all in Guatemala for a week, learning, training. Actually, the name of Sun is Legacy. The community is Legacy, which means what carries on after you, your legacy. And that stands for learning, L-E, education, gathering for you. Oh, Ronnie, I missed something. Learning, education,
gathering,
community. Yeah. L-E-G-A, and gathering. For you. So it's $20 a year to join, and then you don't have to pay any fee to come to the community event, except get yourself there wherever in the world it is. Okay. Since October 1992, 32 years ago, Sun has graduated, guess the number of people. Someone make a guess.
200.
How many did you say? 200. That's a good guess. 360. And we've been around. That means we've been around for a few decades. That means we don't graduate many people. Do they fail? Oh, no. They develop the best quality possible. And it takes time to develop that level of mastery. Whether or not you have a credential, I'm not talking about a credential, although we do have 30 MCCs who've graduated Sun, which is a high number, that's 10%, and 29 ACCs, most of them coming from Senor Alfonso, I'm correct, and there may be a few more, there may be some I haven't included. If that number seems low, we'll look at that. And 301 PCCs, because we were in the business for the level 2 PCC much longer before the ACC even got started. That's another story, not for now. Okay. How many members do you think ICF has in it, the International Coaching Federation? How many members?
5,000, no?
Members? In ICF?
Members, yes.
65,000.
50,000.
I think 65.
Okay, very close. 58,278. The 278 is almost the number of people we've graduated. So 58,000. There are 142 ICF chapters, and actually many Sun people have been responsible for starting those, especially in Latin America. So we play the message is we play quite a role in the world in many ways. Okay. Anybody know what an ICF family organization is or how many we have? Have you ever heard of that? Family organization? No. Okay. This is new. We have 6 family organizations. Just a few years ago, within the last 5 years, ICF created a different structure because it was too big to be one organization. So they divided it into 6 parts. Let me make this more fun and show you a screen share that is very colorful. And then I'll say a few words about this. Did I say colorful? Let me make it bigger. Okay, these are the 6 organizations in ICF. There's the coaching education. There's the coaching education one in the upper left corner as I view it. And in the numbers there you can see. You can see, right? I don't have to read them. Okay. So trainers get a lot of information from the coaching education family organization. There's credentials and standards, which is everyone pretty much who has a credential. I mean, there's only 50. I mean, I'll get to that. Most of the people in ICF who are members are already credentialed or definitely on the path. And we and Sun value credentialing very much. But you don't have to have it. I just want to make that clear. You can be a wonderful coach out there. I have many friends who don't have a credential. But I value it. That's because I was responsible as one of my responsibilities of starting the profession. So I better be. Okay. The credentials and standards include the assessors, and I believe everyone in Sun has every trainer in Sun has passed and updated at least one of the 2 assessment trainings. So again, that demonstrates quality and commitment to the profession. You can tell I'm proud of Sun. I'm not going to hide it. And then there's the ICF Foundation. Have most of you heard of that? Can't see all of you now, okay? The ICF Foundation has 56 initiatives at present that are aligned with the United Nations purposes. One of them, for example, is the Handicapped Olympics. And people like us volunteer through the foundation pro bono to offer coaching somewhere in the world where it's needed. And last year was 1,000 people did that. Then there's the ICF Thought Leadership Institute. That's one of my favorite. That's where AI is hidden. And, I find it fascinating. These are free. This is all free when you're a member. And the annual membership cost nowadays is $245. So the Thought Leadership has 4,000 people in it, and just I've been floating there with AI. So there are articles, there's research, there's a huge library, there are discussion groups, there are updates, and people are talking about AI a whole lot. It's fascinating if that interests you. But that's only one of the Thought Leadership paths. I don't have them all listed here. You can explore it yourself. Then there's the ICF coaching in organizations. That's for internal coaches. So trainers, when your clients want to know, when your students want to know if they are internal, this is the place to go. And then there's the ICF professional coaches. Which one do you think is ours, our own family organization? Oh, speak up. Come on.
The one that is important for us, is what you are talking?
The one where we can make a difference as members.
Yeah, education.
That is kind of controlled by us as opposed to ICF.
Education, ICF professional, no education?
That's not the answer. The one that is ours, where we can...
Oh, accreditation, maybe?
Good guess, good guess. Okay, I feel like this is a game show. And the winner is the ICF professional coaches.
Yes.
Okay.
So I said professional. Education professional. Yeah, okay.
Well, we impact and influence the other family organizations, but they make the decisions. In the ICF professional coaches, for example, there was kind of a mutiny, if that's the right word, about the ICF credentialing exam. Okay, and there's a lot of transformation that's happening. You've all heard of an exam that is now phasing out because a new exam is coming in, the one with the best answer, worst answer, and when you take it, you're proctored, so you have to empty your office and keep the screen on for the person to be there full time, and if you have to go to the bathroom, you have 5 minutes. Well, now we've had one major change. You have 10 minutes in the 3 hours to go to the bathroom. So maybe we still need some more mutiny, at least for me. But that's where we go when we have issues, the professional coaches. I am recording this. I know that. Okay. So that's the family organizations. This is, and on top of that is the global board. The global board is the way where things stop, where the final answers are made. Okay. The next question is, how many ICF communities of practice are there? And how many, hold your hand up, how many are you involved with? A community of practice. I'm very involved with one, partially involved with another, even less with another. Dahlia's in three. Are you willing to say which ones they are? I'll put the list on the screen if you want. I'll put it in the chat. This is in your materials anyhow, but it's easier for me to put it in the chat now. There you go.
I don't remember exactly the name, but the one is the portfolio assessor.
That's not a community of practice. That is a family organization.
Here, this
is the list. Look on the chat. Those are the names of the current.
Oh.
They did have spirituality. I was in charge of it for a while, but it's not there anymore. Someone else had to pick it up.
Okay, I didn't understand probably. Team and group coaching is one of them. And the other is, okay, so both the others are the assessors to ethics.
Ethics, there you go. I knew you would say that. So this is where people who have a like interest get together and meet and really discuss whatever it is, whether it's career coaching, coaching science. I've stopped in on twice. That was very interesting. I just, unfortunately, I can't spend my entire day, or I would go from community to community to community. It really sparks me because there's us talking with each other. Coaching supervision is a community of practice, ethics, executive and leadership coaching, health and wellness. I've stopped in on them a few times, and that's fascinating. I've never stopped in on internal coaching, life vision and enhancement coaching. I was curious about that, and team and group coaching. So these are communities, and they're free for members, free. So check out whichever one you want to, or two or three or nine that you want to
I think
learn
I'm on
more
four.
About. Oh, you're on four. Okay. So, hi, Claudia. I just saw you. You must have been there a moment, but you were hidden from my view. Okay. So, anything from the trainers before I move into the credential stuff?
I think the learning in those community. Those communities and a lot of a lot of wisdom of collective wisdom that we have there in the communities.
Yes, and sometimes you can even get credits for your credential.
Yeah.
which is nice to know. And it's free, free, free.
Yeah.
Okay. So how to renew your credential? What's needed? This is a big question. How many of you will find this useful at some point? I want to hear how many I'm talking to about this. Renewing a credential or getting a credential. Raise your hand if you. Alan is one. Dahlia or Tal, Lourdes, Nat. So said, okay, I will move forward then. So to renew your credential, first of all, you have to pick a level. Is it the ACC, the Associate Certified Coach, level one, which is 60 hours? We are accredited for that. We also are accredited for level two, which is 125 hours. And then there is a level three, 200 hours. We don't have that. The organization that Raphael is in does have accredited level three. Am I correct? The MCC? I think so. And there are not that many.
I don't think we do.
Oh, okay. I bet you do. They'll come up with that soon. Okay. The level three training MCC needs 200 hours. And if you have your PCC, 125 hours, you only need 75 more hours. You don't have to begin from the beginning. That's something many people don't know. Okay, you get credit for what you've already done. All of the coach-specific education that you want to use towards a credential will give a certificate of some sort, except for the ones you take directly from ICF, where you have that little exam afterwards and then you have to evaluate. Those go directly on a learning portal, which you don't have to do any work to let them know you have something, because they already have it. So that's the easiest way to get your credential. Just download the Tell them to download the learning portal, and it tells you what the requirements are, and it'll tell you which ones you're meeting. So you would upload anything else as a certificate in a particular way that's a brand new process. Okay. By the way, Lourdes, do you happen to know the number of hours needed to get the ACTC? And that's the
training. You mean education?
Yeah.
I think it's 60 hours.
60. Of, okay.
Specific
you.
Of team coaching.
Okie doke. Thank you. That fills in that gap. It's the advanced certification in team coaching, and there are also schools that are accredited in team coaching.
But I think you need to be you need to have experience already with one or two of team coaching.
Yes.
Yeah. You need to have experience.
Yeah. With all of the credentials, one needs training and experience. Those are the two absolute requirements. Then there's some variations. Go through that. The new one has 347 credentialed coaches already. It's booming. We'll get retirement up there, Dahlia. That's next.
Wow.
I hope. Well, we could have something to do with that. So you pick your credential level and you submit an application to the ICF, and with rules about the certificates, and I have some details on that. And then you have to pass the ICF credentialing exam. So far, every Sun person who has taken the unusual exam has passed. So Alfonso and I have a code from a colleague that helps people with the mindset needed to pass the way it is now. So ask Alfonso or me, and we will share that with you. Because I've failed it 7 times. I can't think that way. Best case,
the new
worst
one?
Case. Not the exam, the samples.
Oh.
No, thank God I didn't have to take the
exam. I don't
believe. I wouldn't.
Okay. Oops. Now, sorry.
You also have to maintain your credential every 3 years once you have it. And there's 40 hours required for 3 years, of which 24 have to be about the core competencies. And that leaves 40 minus 24, is that 16?
16.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Three of them have to be in ethics, and those would be part of the core. Now, years ago, and I'm going to brag about this, I told ICF they need to provide an ethics exam for people free, because we're mandating ethics. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't have to make them pay. So I was part of the group that came up with the first free ethics exam, and they've continued that, and they're now every couple of years they change it. And now you might all know that there are new ethics coming out. The trainers have already been given the information, and Dahlia and I are going to upgrade our ethics program to qualify for it. ICF will be reviewing it before December 31st, because on January 1st we're supposed to have the new curriculum for ethics. So all the trainers will be trained in what the difference is. I went through it. I don't think there is terribly much difference. There's some things missing that I'm going to protest. I'll go to the Professional Coaches Family Organization. I have an issue. Something big is missing. Three things are missing that I thought were important. Okay. You also... here's something a lot of people don't know. And that's what I was trying to find for this, what a lot of people don't know. You may submit a renewal for your credential 10 months before it expires. You get approval, and then you have to go 3 years. But 10 months before the 3 years is up, you may submit already. Okay? So I'm always 10 months ahead, just in case. Yeah.
Sherry, I have a question for that. This is from now on? Because mine, that was my question to you the other day, is going to expire. So I have two options, to get the exam for PCC or to renew the ACC.
And what did I answer? Because I got it from ICF, but I don't remember the answer. I think you can go straight. You can go straight for the PCC, but make sure ICF has enough time to do all the reviews. That's what's important, because you might. We had someone in Sun who got caught in between that recently. Who they said, go ahead and go for the PCC, but then it took them time to evaluate the PCC, so the ACC expired, and we had to explain to them the whole situation, right? Alfonso, you want to jump in there?
Yes. Since Natalia is a level 2 ACTP certified coach, she doesn't need to do any extra
classes,
So I would wait to get the $500.
I have it already.
Without renewing the ACC, it makes very little sense. You will pay the renewal for the ACC, and then you will pay the taxes for the PCC.
The PCC,
right.
Okay.
Right. And keep all your documentation so they know the dates. I'm sure you will, but I'll say that out loud for everybody. Yeah.
Thank you.
It is different when you go through the portfolio route, because no one can guarantee that ICF will allow or will say okay to your training life and documents. But when you have level 2 or ACTP certificate, then it's automatic, the validation.
Right.
And you do not need to take an exam recording. You don't need to send a recording, because all those requirements you already passed.
Right.
When you got the ACPP.
I'm going to explain the portfolio route. I was going to do that later, but it's come up now. Have you ever been to a buffet, or sometimes it's called a smorgasbord? Have you ever been to a buffet where you stand in front of all this food and, oh my gosh, there's the appetizer. I'm going to take that. Oh, the salads. I'm going to try three of those. Okay, and I have to have a lot of desserts. And you make your own dinner. That's a portfolio experience in coaching also. If you are not in an accredited school and you want to gather materials from different classes, different courses, you can put them together. If they are not from an accredited place, ICF has to review them carefully with obnoxious detail, which is what we save you from by being accredited, because we send the stuff to ICF. They review our materials with obnoxious detail, and then you get a certificate, and ICF doesn't have to look at it again. That's the value of being accredited. Of course, it means a whole lot of work for us, but hey, we are of service to people, right? So we do it. So now that's the portfolio route. Okay. And the kinds of things they want to know are, you know, who's the instructor? What are the materials you use? How long does it take? What kinds of credit do you give? What was the purpose? What was the lesson plans? They really review it. It's stringent. And it's supposed to be, because within the last, I think, 4 years, we converted from being a training organization to be an academic school. That's why we have all these new standards that have come in. It's like a hospital accreditation, if any of you have ever experienced that. So it's a big deal. And it uplifts the reputation of ICF now that we are using academic standards and not just our own training organizations. Did that make some sense to some people? Yeah. So there is a whole new procedure, aside from what you take through ICF, that's on your learning portal. And I put the procedure in very great detail in the document that I put earlier. And I think everyone is here now, but you didn't get the earlier one. I'm putting all of this in, if you don't have it already, the entire stuff I'm presenting in the zipped compressed document, and I'm also giving you the URLs, the web addresses for all the things I'm speaking about, because those who came later couldn't access it. Okay. I'm not going to go through the procedure because you can read it the way I've put it down. Now, there's a question I often get, maybe some from some of you. Why don't our retreat and teleclasses give us credits anymore? And the answer is because ICF now charges a lot. We would have to go through a mini accreditation with each piece, which would in Guatemala would have been 15 pieces, to fill in all these forms with all this information, and the cost to us would be about $1,500 to be able to give credits. That's just for the retreat. So I didn't want to pay that. I didn't want to do the work, being very honest. 15 mini accreditations is not how I want to spend my time. And so we don't give credit anymore. However, you can go the portfolio route with any of those if you want to. You have to write up all the materials. You know what? But that's, you know, I'm sure we could help you get information, but I'm not sure the time spent is necessary, because there are a lot of free courses and credits all over that you can get without paying a penny. Okay. Now, Many of you don't know that there are three different certificates in Sun. Oh, I was going to ask you to guess. For those of you who graduate, that means you've taken the training and the mentoring with, you've had coaching clients, you get a graduate certificate. That's easy, right? And I think that's pretty much what most people have done. However, if you can't find clients and you haven't been mentored, you can get something called a completion certificate. And ICF named it, and it means you haven't done the mentoring. Or I had one person who 10 years ago, couldn't get clients and sort of abandoned it, came back to me after 10 years and said, I can find clients now. Can I be mentored? And she did. She graduated. So, of course, we had to do, I think Dolly and I both did training with her to catch up on all the new stuff that has happened, and that took a bunch of hours. However, that's that story. So the question is, and then there's a third certificate called partial completion. That means you haven't been mentored or have coaches, and you didn't finish the program for whatever reason. You had to take a long leave of absence, or you just found another school, or you just didn't want to go that path anymore. That's called a partial completion. And for that, we have to give you a certificate, if you want, if you need it, a certificate for each class you took. I'm sorry, who's talking? I didn't see the lips. Who said, was that someone on the screen who said something?
No, just something.
I only had to do that with one person. I had to give him 21 separate certificates. Yeah, but it's valuable. So the question is, how can Sun help me get credits to maintain my credential? Well, we do have teleclass recordings, and I'm not sure whether I will leave this one up, maybe for 6 months, because so many things are going to be changing that the data won't be valid anymore. Not only do we have new ethics, but we have two new competencies coming in. And I've talked with someone who would know, the head of one of the families, who told me it will not be out till the end of June, but there are two new competencies. And the buzzword is they're going to be about AI. So we'll have to redo curriculum to include those also and include information. So things keep changing. So we have Sun teleclass recordings in an archive that I have kept since September 2015. I had deleted the ones earlier, and I went through and was very selective about the 60 that I kept, because we did have 100 to choose from. For every 1 hour teleclass you listen to, you find one of the coach trainers in Sun, and you have a half hour conversation with them. They will charge you whatever they charge for the time they're spending having the conversation with them. And then you can submit a certificate we'll give you for 1.5 hours. 1 hour for listening to the recording and a half an hour for processing it with the instructor. So you can get 1.5 hours for every one you listen to. I had someone approach me and said, I need a lot of hours. I said, let's do it. We did something like 15 hours with, you know, 8 more time with me, and she fulfilled some of the requirements that she needed in the last moment, of course, 2 weeks before it was due. That's one way you can do that, but don't all do it at once, please. Oh, you didn't find that funny? I thought.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So is there like a procedure that you need to in advance say that you're going to listen to it and to have a half an hour conversation?
Yes.
So is there like a method?
Yes. Because we need to let you know what we're going to be listening for and what you need to learn. There's some things that are required? Like, what guidelines for coaching have you come up with from this? What new awareness? There'll be some questions that you would need to answer. So you would need to know what those questions are, not just listen to it and then say, I listened to it, let's talk. That way we can make it official and give credit.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Do you know the difference between a certificate, a credential, and accreditation? You better. You're in the profession. You need to know the difference between those words, and I find 99% of the people don't know the difference. So, number one, I think I put the URL in that collection. I may not have. On the Sun website, we have a thing at the top that says resources. Scroll down and open up dictionary. I've put all that in the dictionary, but I'm going to go through a quick preview here. What do you get when you graduate from Sun? Do you get an accreditation, a certificate, a credential? What do you get from Sun?
A certificate.
Yes, thank you. That's right. You get a certificate. And what does ICF give? Do they give another certificate, a credential, or an accreditation?
Credential.
Yes. ICF gives credentials. They don't give certificates, they give credentials. We don't give credentials, we give certificates. So what's the accreditation? That's only for the schools. So that they know we are teaching what we say we are teaching and it meets their standards. So
for the program.
Sorry?
To be more specific, Terry, the accreditation is for the education program.
Yes, yes. Thank you. That was my next sentence. I'm glad you're there. Yes, say it again.
Speak in Spanish. The accreditation is just for the education or training program. Coach education program. It's not for the school as an institution or as an entity.
Right. And that changed in the last 5 years because it used to be the other way around. It used to be the school was accredited for the first three decades, and then all of a sudden they decided to pick the programs. Otherwise, a school could say I'm accredited and I could create a program about picking your favorite ice cream flavor, and because the school is accredited, it would be approved. They didn't want that. They wanted the specific program. So level one, level two. Just in case you go to the website before ICF acts, I have brought to their attention that they still have the letters ACTP and ACTPH, which was what level one and level two used to be called, on the website in three places. And today I got a thank you so much, we weren't aware of that. So now they're going to be changing that. Okay, everything will be level one, two, three. So that's the difference between the three. Okay, so this is going to work. How to receive a quick reply from ICF. Dahlia and I and Ortal use a secret passageway, which I'm going to share with you. I'm sure once they find out that we have their secret, they will change it, but let's use it as much as possible. Because have you ever tried to go into ICF and find something, and it takes time? Raise your hand. Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm sure even if you didn't raise your hand, you've had that experience. For me, I feel frustrated. So here's what you do, and I wrote it down. I suppose I could, no, this is easier for me. So you go to the, I'm just going to tell it to you, but it's in the materials I sent you. You go to the ICF homepage, and you scroll all the way down, and there's a blue panel, and they have a logo on that panel, and then it says, in tiny letters, advertise, and then under that, contact us. It's very well hidden. contact us. Click on it. Okay? Now you'll be on an orange page and you scroll down and again you'll find ICF support. Okay? Then there are four boxes with titles, you know, representing credentialing and assessment and membership, and there are four basic titles. I never even look because each one has many, many, many questions, and if you get to the right question exactly the way you want it, good, it's there. I don't take the time. I keep going. And I go to none of those answers work for me. So then there's another blue box that says, contact the support team. Whoo! And you give your data, who you are, and then it, again, it asks you to decide, and I say something else. Okay, so it's always something else for me. And then you can attach files and you send it when it's done. You'll receive an answer, probably, if it's not an impossible question like I sometimes ask, where policy has to change, but you'll get it within a few days. Okay, that's the secret passageway into getting through to ICF. I've learned another trick on this recent half months. If someone answers you and you still have questions, you can't repeat this process because you'll get someone else to answer it. And I think it was Ortal and I, where's Ortal? Oh, over there. We had three different people who weren't talking to each other, answering the same question, and there were different answers. So I went back and I put after the secret passage, please refer this to, let's say, Cassandra. Because it was the continuing of a conversation, but the system didn't allow for that, okay? So, or keep that person's email, because they don't always send the International Coaching Federation. They might send their email. Just go back to their email. But in case that doesn't work, go back the passageway and say, please give this to someone. That's the best tip I've found recently. Now, the final thing, I'm going to end on time, with question time even. How about that? How do you find out about the upcoming teleclasses and skills practices? They seem to be hidden. There are four ways. And again, this is in your material. First of all, Ortal and I sent out two announcements within the week before it. But hey, you want to plan your calendar. You don't want to just have it there. So the Sun community lists it on that first page. And I gave you the link. Okay, there's a list of the Sun upcoming Sun Network. Remember, that's the training, not the community. There's another whole section for the community information, like the retreat. But on the front page, there's the list of what's coming up in the network. Now we have, used to be called WhatsApp. Now it's WhatsApp in Sun. It's changed its name. WhatsApp in Sun. And they announce it. And the Sun website, of course, has the entire year, and for a while we had 2024 and 2023 and 24. Now we have 24 and 25 is coming up within the next month. We'll have everything listed that we know. Some presenters who are really hard to get said, I'll figure out my title later. Others say, use this title, I might change it. So I put down what I have, and Ortal and I manage that and keep it updated completely. One final little thing, not relevant to that. But you can't complain that you can't find the Sun teleclasses, you know, or the Sun skills practices. They're in four places, and you have it in writing. Okay, when you're ready to submit a recording for ICF to review for a credential, they will not accept anything that's longer than 60 minutes. So if you go 65 minutes, they will just stop the recording at 60 minutes. However, if you can edit it, and at the beginning you say, hi, how are you? What's going on with you? Blah, 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 blah. You can cut out the front. And that's not something people usually think about. And then you'll be able to let the rest of it go to its final conclusion. Simple.
And I think also it's not less than 20 minutes.
Oh, not less than 20 minutes. Okay, so you can sing a song at the end to make it longer.
A little bit. Yeah, I had one 17 minutes. Oh. And I didn't know what to do. Yeah, but...
Well, you could have done a thing like what a good coach does whenever you want more, you say, and. So you could have, for 4 minutes, you could have done and. And the client is in reflection space, so you can explain that. No, don't do that.
You okay. Have a lot of tricks. Tricks.
Well, tricks. That's why I wanted to do something like this, because I kept getting information that was new and... I didn't think everybody knew it. So did you get at least 3 new things in this 1 hour? Everybody get at least 3 new things? You're a quiet bunch today. My goodness. I love you. I love you quiet in here. Okay. Any questions?
I have one.
Thank you.
A basic coaching question which has not been answered yet here. What are the advantages of being a coach with ICF credentials?
Okay. ICF did a major project this last year and a half where they interviewed coaches and asked them, and they have all that information on the website. I can't give you the URL from my head, but they have every month also another reason. So I think we could all have a conversation about this. For me, I don't think there's any advantage.
There's no advantage?
Not for me, or at the beginning. I don't.
Or being a coach with ICF credentials?
Okay. Now, if you want to work for the U.S. federal government, I don't know about the other countries, I'm sorry, they will look only for PCC and MCC coaches. So some organizations, I'll generalize that, will require a credential, and whatever level they require, that would be an advantage.
There are a lot of companies that now, more so obviously, since as you can see there are more people coaching internally, and they grew up maybe in an organization and they get to do what they want to do, but with the credential it gives you extra bonus points. And so if they're hiring from outside to come into a company or identify with the company as a coach, a lot of organizations, and it doesn't matter what industry, because I'm working as an MCC, but also a mentor coach, I'm talking to people and they're finding that if they apply for something that's more internal, they really do have an advantage potentially for someone else that says they're a coach, but they don't have some of the cachet, for lack of a better say, to have the ICF backing you up. So it depends on the situation.
Good.
Those are some advantages. But yeah, I see there are more. I mean, what about the possibility of CCE, continuing coaching education?
Oh, absolutely.
And to be updated and grow, continuous growing in our profession.
See.
And others like abiding a code of ethics and get support by the organization in situations which could involve our relationship with stakeholders, which could involve ethics as well.
Correct.
And you don't need to have a credential to be a member of ICF. So you can get, as long as you're a member, you can also be covered by the code of ethics.
Correct.
So what are other advantages? I mean, obviously, I started the credentialing program, so I have a passion for it, but I've had senior people say to me, should I get it? And I said, what do you need it for? He said, I'm doing continual learning anyhow. Do I need to bother with the credential? I said, that's up to you. I'm just being honest. I'm saying, you know, I value credentials. If you ask me personally, I'll say, yes, take it. But professionally, like Jerry says, and there's situations where you might need it.
Terry, and I think so that to belong to a system, right? That if you have a question, if you need something, it gives you the feeling of belonging, I think, for me. So, and from your point of view, of course,
You are like a flag for ICF, right? They want to hear you, for you maybe, but for people mm-hmm. that only start their journey, I think it's a good opportunity. And sometimes we have feedback for them, right? But this is what it is.
Well, the credential represents continual learning, which I will do with or without the credential. Okay. The credential says it's going to come from people who are qualified to be mentors, people who are qualified to be teachers, who really understand the profession. So that's, for me, a great value, personally. I would say let's go to the ICF website. Every month they have a different person who Magda interviews about why we should have a credential. I think it comes out in the newsletter. I'm not sure if it's on the website. Anyone know?
I think it validates the fact that you are a professional and you aim to be more. You renew your credential and then you go for the next one and you are being mentored to be in the next one. So it's a growth. It's growth and development, like Jerry said. So it's a statement about yourself, about ourselves, that we are not just coaches, but we are coaches in the and I don't get any fee from ICF, but we are coaches in a really very professional and high standard. Not the organization, but what they produce, it's very high standard. So I think that this, for me, it's growing professionally and personally.
I remember
but
in the
it's very expensive.
Oh God, yes. I remember many years ago, I used the analogy of a plumber. I would ask someone, "Is your plumber licensed and insured?"
Yeah.
I said, "Huh? I hope so." I said, why? Couldn't you just take someone off the street and say, fix my plumbing? No. Okay, so tell me why. And then we got into the conversation about the value of a credential. Or a dentist. Do you have to, do you check out whether your dentist has any training and credential? Or will you just pick someone off the street?
But it's very cheap.
Yeah, but you're going to take out too many teeth.
Well, that was the whole idea, that we kind of censure ourselves and take care of our own issues so that we don't have to be licensed. The whole idea of ICF really was to keep things at a level of superiority, ethics, connectedness, learning, standards of operation, so that they don't come in and say, well, are you a licensed coach? That was the whole idea, was not to get involved with that kind of stuff, particularly in the United States.
Licensing, you mean? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why we do it for ourselves.
That's right. We self-regulate as much as we can. That was the
main
challenge in setting up the profession. And there were many challenges. We could do another whole class on all the interesting challenges we had. But we still are self-regulating. Although,
and for me, Terry, it's like constantly learning. We keep learning on the journey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is ICF for myself, you know, because, for example, here in Guatemala, you can see different coaches that maybe they took the Maxwell, course for being a coach in a month or something like this, and then you are a coach. Okay. But then you stop learning. So for me, ICF is like you constantly learn. It's like every day, because you keep on the journey. You continue. It's like continuing learning. For me, this is a big difference.
Right. And you stay updated. What would it take if I didn't have ICF giving me all these updates? I wouldn't know something needs to be changed. So that's part of a credential experience.
As a matter of fact, too many updates.
I've taken notes.
A lot of emails.
Thank you all very much. Hi, Christina. If you go
hello,
to the chat.
Goodbye. Hello, goodbye.
Hi, Victoria. We are just finishing. So go to the chat, please, and download two things. Download the...
There are two. Didn't you just start this meeting?
No, we're just ending it.
Oh, no.
I have everything written down for you. Please download it before I leave. Two things you should download. One, go back to the zipped Sun teleclass.
They're both in the chat.
Sun teleclass, good to know. It's in the chat. It's zipped.
Maybe they cannot see that because they just
joined. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put that in now before I close. And I'm also putting the URLs, the websites for many of the things I talked about. Okay. That's the URLs.
I missed the whole thing.
And here's the zipped. So thank you, everybody, for being here.
Okay. Ciao.
And I hope this was useful. And if you have more things you want me to add to this collection, let me know. I'm happy to make this a document for everybody. And it was nice having you, Raphael. I hope you pass on anything that's new, although you may know all that anyhow. So, appreciate it. Next time, teleclass will be on December 2nd. And is that me on closing?